take my chances here. Kitchen ceiling. No, I don't think I need that. Now see, we've put this in the car and it's been jiggling for 65 miles, and so it's really gonna...
Oh man, open it.
Yeah, I need one of those. That's right, okay.
And turn the bottle.
Turn the bottle? Oh, you mean like that?
No, turn the... Turn the bottle?
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, I don't see how that's going to do anything. No, it's coming off.
You ought to have some
cork
to release the pressure first.
You know, because I don't want to lose half of the stuff in the sink before I even get my lips around it.
The
only way, I just saw a guy do it on television the other day.
Yeah. Well.
She's going to be okay?
Well, I hope so. It takes forever and a day to get the damn top off.
That's going to bust. Ooh, I'm getting out of here. Pin my meter.
Well, here I've been doing all that and I haven't even got it loose yet.
Do you want Grandma's opener?
No, that won't do any good. You don't use a screw thing on here. You gotta pull it off. It's not got a cork in it. Oh, now I got it. Wait a minute. I got it started now. Here it goes. Hold your breath. Good. It didn't go off. Okay, you don't have to wash your dish towel now. Jeez.
Okay, I'm here.
All right. Grab one of these. One of them's yours. Okay. Here we go. Come on, Mama. Now we're all set. We can't all get together at the same time.
Why not?
I don't know. Okay, let's... clink our glasses here. Get out of the way. She wants to get over
Here.
I'm sorry. There you go. You're gonna knock everything down.
My kids are so small.
Okay, here we go. Happy Thanksgiving, Mama.
Everybody.
Okay. Oh, gee. That's what you call blooming sound.
Oh, one of these end, for goodness sake, David.
What?
Okay.
It's going to be on the radio program.
I hope you do a lot of editing when you get this thing all
this
put together.
This one should be one of the highest fidelity.
Oh, is that right?
Maybe not the last year
right.
Was the best.
Now.
This year is going to be close behind.
Okay. Shall we start serving this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mom, I'm kind of taking over if you want me to. Okay, I'll put it here. Let's see. Where are my pot holders? What they hold there over here?
Okay. Good wine.
Yeah, that's, I think they call that hot duck.
Oh, a hot duck.
Yeah, hot duck.
Here, let's push this up.
Yeah.
Make it a little bigger.
Okay. There we go. There the
plate.
All right, I'll fix your plate first, John.
Where does it say hot?
What do you mean?
Hot duck.
And this is hot duck.
Where?
Well, I might be mistaken. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Have you got that machine turned off now, I hope?
It's going right now until we sit down.
Well, you're just wasting all that tape for nothing.
Getting kitchen noises.
Okay.
And they really like...
You got some butter.
They like kitchen noises in Texas. Tell her
kitchen
what happened.
Noises in Texas. Do you know when he got a telephone call the other night from Houston, Texas?
No. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Houston, Texas. I couldn't believe it. There's some idiot back there that likes this stuff that they do on the radio, and he's a fan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
I didn't think there was another one around.
I couldn't believe my ears.
What?
Oh, this guy from Houston, Texas called. I'm telling him about. Okay.
He thinks your voice is really great.
My voice?
Yeah.
No,
they like
David,
it a lot.
I've got a rotten voice. It's getting
worse. We've sold over 2,000 records.
They're doing pretty good on this record thing. They've sold quite a few of them already.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What's that? Okay. Now, let's see. I'll put a little gravy on here. Oh.
Did you get some dressing?
No, I didn't. I forgot about that.
And there's some here.
Okay. I'll put a little bit. What should we take out of the bird here first? Let's see, should I use this? Is this all right?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could stand a larger kitchen.
Oh, no. If you had a larger kitchen, Mama, you just have more stuff. You know. Oh, heck, I dropped a nice little piece on the floor. Okay. That's fine. I bet I could eat that right off your floor. You got a clean floor.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
John, you want a little gravy on this dressing or just your potatoes? Dressing too? Okay. Looks delicious.
Boy, that cold duck goes to your knees right now, doesn't it?
Is it already?
Knees? What do you mean?
Knees. Okay, John, let's sit down. Turn off that boob tube there and come and eat your dinner.
You mean you're going to take off? You're going to take off?
No. Is this going to be your plate? This
will be mine.
Oh, all right, Mama. I know you like a little bit of dark and a little bit of light.
Yeah,
so I'll cut a little bit of light off of here, too. I mean, dark. Actually, the other day I heard that the dark meat has more calories in it. Than the light meat.
It does.
Yeah. So if you're on a diet, you should just stick to the light meat.
Don't forget the diet today. Okay. The diet.
Let me put a couple pieces of dark here. Yeah, it looks good.
That's plenty.
No, you want a piece of white here too, Mama?
I'll add the white later.
Yeah, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a plate for David.
Okay, I'll fix David's plate. I'll just give him one of these big legs here. He likes to gnaw on a leg. Okay. I'll give him a wing. He can have a leg and a wing.
A wing and a prayer.
Yeah, a wing and a prayer. You want a little dressing too, don't you, David?
Yeah. Okay. Is this Cracker Jack in the salad?
No, it's cheese balls.
Mother went to a lot of trouble.
Well, I hope it tastes all right, but I can see right now that it should have really been colder. It seems like, you know, I had it in the ice box overnight, but you got to eat it in a hurry.
Yeah, bringing it up here.
Okay, now sit down, Mama. You've got all your stuff ready. I can manage here. I'll get my stuff. Don't worry about it. Sit down and eat it while it's hot. What do you want? Gravy on everything but your turkey, David? What?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
John wants tea, I suppose.
I'm in no hurry to have it yet.
I'll have you on boom.
Can you a couple?
Well, don't worry about your coffee right now. Just sit down and eat.
Who wants coffee?
Yeah.
That stage of the game.
Okay. There, sit down.
Wait until you're everybody's served.
Okay, here's the cranberry sauce.
How much do you weigh, David?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
He's heavier, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He has to take a little size larger pants now. Was this for the cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, John, you want to
pick? Yeah. You're looking good. It's becoming to you.
Yeah, I think he looks healthier.
I got a big belly.
Well.
Oh, you haven't got a big belly.
It's big.
He's got it covered up there.
It gets bigger during the day.
It does.
Yeah.
What do you do, drink beer?
No.
Go ahead now, sit down. I'll be down.
People that drink a lot of beer have a big tummy.
Now take your time. Let's just let's eat real slow and enjoy it. See, I don't want to have anything burn up here, so I'll turn everything off. You want your oven left on, or what?
I was just heating. Oh. You can turn it off.
Turn it off?
Yeah.
Should I turn it off? Okay. Yeah, I heard so many ways to cook a turkey this week that I feel like all the years I've been cooking it, I've been doing it wrong. You know?
Yeah, everybody has a different recipe.
And of all the different ways to stuff a turkey now, I mean, you know, even if you don't stuff it, there's 1,001 different kind of dressings.
And then there's upside down and right side up.
Yeah, whether you should cook it, you know, with the breast side down, or whether you should have it upside down or whatever. Well, I don't think we made too many mistakes. We've had some pretty good turkeys all these years. Because they think botulism will get you. Nothing else does.
Well, I remember in the old days when we didn't have as good refrigeration, nothing ever happened.
No, I know they didn't.
Nothing.
I don't know why they're still stuck on that. Get everything in the refrigerator right now.
What
are we having? I made a pie. At least I think it's gonna.
Some sort of weird pie.
Well,
it's strange. What is that?
What?
In that small jar.
That's yaboon.
This is funny coffee and this is sink.
What's funny about it?
Well, it's great big chunks.
That's crystals.
It's
what they call crystals.
Freeze dried. I like it better than the powder.
Now, I hope this turns out. All right, I'll use these other little plates here, Mama. They're just the right size.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, you got one. Okay,
well,
I'll use
this. This is my salad.
Okay, I'll use it.
Just make sure you don't get it to the wrong person.
No, he licked
it
clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Let's see, I guess I could use this one.
Careful of what?
It's
going
to get to the wrong person.
Okay, well, I'm not going to get to the wrong person. I don't want to cut yours first because I got to cut a piece big enough in here. Let's see.
That thing might fall apart when you cut it.
Well, that's what I got to find out, whether it will or not.
What's that stuff?
Whipped cream.
Eat.
Spray cream.
Just sit down and eat it, David.
Not too much. I'm real stuck.
All right. Now this is something else I tried here that probably isn't going to work.
What are you trying?
Different kind of crust.
What kind of crust?
It's a ginger snap crust.
Yeah, smashed up ginger cookies all pushed together.
Oh dear.
Yeah, have you ever had a ginger?
No, I've never had
one. I've had a
There's no guarantees here.
Never ginger for a crust. I imagine it's good. I've seen recipes where they make.
Well, tell me after you eat it whether it's any good.
Turn on the switch again.
I don't care. Doesn't matter. Let him turn it on. If he wants, I'll even sing a song.
You want to tell everybody what this is?
Yeah. It's called a pumpkin pie.
What are we doing here?
What do you mean, what are we doing?
Tell me what, identify what we're doing here.
I'm cutting a piece of pie.
I mean the day and so forth. What is it? I didn't say anything.
What do you mean, are you completely out of it or something? It's Thanksgiving today.
What year?
1983.
Do you think the people in Houston like that?
I don't know what the people in Houston like. Isn't that where that tennis player lives? That one. One that wins all the games? That woman tennis player? I thought she lived in Houston, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, that looks pretty.
I'm gonna keep my fork.
Okay, this is yours.
All right.
You test it.
Well,
and if it's
a little more than I wanted.
Okay.
Is that a half a?
I'll fix that.
That's my
plate.
Oh, yeah, that's the way
you look. All right, I don't mind it. I'll take it.
Well, you can put the thing away and I'll have it later.
All right, all right. Now tell me, do you want your piece that size or not?
Your regular size.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is, seems to, it's firm enough, but the crust seems a little bit, you know, kind of, maybe I made it too thick. I've made a graham cracker crust before, but I've never made one of these ginger snap.
No, I've never made a ginger snap. It's a little bit new.
Get out of the plate though, I don't know why.
It's stuck. Yeah. What kind of whipped cream is that real?
It's ready whip.
Real whipped cream.
Yeah, see, whipped. That's what it says.
Used to get that a long time ago.
Is that enough?
That's fine.
Okay, there you go. Now, Mama, tell me, how big is this?
A little sliver.
About like that?
That's plenty.
Okay. All right, John, what's the verdict?
It's fun.
Is it okay?
It's a little hard to cut.
Is it?
You're getting a mustache growing real good now.
It is?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Well, I can really see it now. First, I just, when you came up here.
Gee, that ought to make you feel pretty good, David. She can see it now. In years past, it was just hanging there and nobody could see it.
Young men have to have a mustache,
see, Dave. Well, I think I'm a little beyond a young man.
Oh, my goodness, don't tell me you're growing old already.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And since I've got that cover on Dad's chair, yeah. She loves that chair. She goes up there the first thing, yeah. And she just...
And they seem
and then
like
she's so long, yeah. That her head sometimes hangs down here,
and her
down there. And I go and push her up again. Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, they kind of like to sit on something sort of warm,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. But I've got all kinds of warm things out there in the garage for her to sleep on.
Must not be the same as this. Yeah.
She likes that.
Yeah.
Where is your cat?
Oh, goodness knows. She's over the fence.
Outside somewhere.
She's outside. She won't come in with that car in the garage.
Heavens no.
Heaven forbid. She's
boy,
real
David.
Pretty right now. She's got such long
hair.
I'm looking at your shirt. Your belly is sticking out there. Look at that. Look at how... Hey, pull her sweater away and look at those buttons. Look at that.
Oh,
look at that.
How come?
I don't know.
He was always skinny, huh?
Yeah.
Now look.
He was... He's beginning to look like a man now. He's not a kid anymore. He should be real proud of his legs in here.
Yeah, he's really getting big.
I don't like it.
He'd rather be a skinny little kid.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Well, he, you know, I don't think he wants to admit that he's putting on weight because he should take a bigger size in about everything now,
yeah.
You know, and we go into the store to buy clothes there and he insists on still getting the same size and
oh,
he looks like a sausage.
David.
Jeez.
How do you get in those the same size ones?
I have to wear them out totally. You've
well,
seen my pajamas, haven't you?
You got torn pajamas?
Well, you know, he took a size small and everything for years, and now he's a regular, you
man
know,
size,
man size, yeah. Everything is tight on.
I wear those pajamas again.
What do you eat that's so fat?
Well, you know, he eats in these fast food places for lunch every day, and he gets the french fries and the hamburgers and, you know, all that's got grease in it. But at this point, he doesn't look too bad, but, you know, if he keeps on with these habits, he's going to get sloppy fat. You don't want to look like that.
Chubs.
Chubby.
No, chubs.
You'll have to start jogging. That's what all these guys jog for, because they're too fat.
Somebody told me that to get thin, you have to take cocaine.
Oh, baloney.
Oh, David, don't you ever start that.
No, I won't. I hate that idea.
Don't ever start on those.
The only things. Thing that gets fat is the guy that sells it to you. His wallet gets fat. That's about the only thing that gets
well, that's
fat.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think... They're capable of approaching me. I'm not the kind of person.
They've had them there for some time, as the one that got towed away suggests. As for the arms talks, the administration is still insisting that the Soviets will eventually return to the bargaining table.
He spent all day, practically yesterday, in Berkeley.
He
and this kid that works on the records with him lives in Berkeley now. And so he goes on BART. And he takes a bus, he has to transfer from a bus to BART, you know. You'd think he'd get himself a car by now, wouldn't you?
Well, I should say, it's about time. Usually the young kids can't wait till they get a car.
Well, he never fit the mold at all. I mean, he never followed a pattern that way.
You're just not loud enough. I'm gonna get you good today.
Oh.
Be real careful.
Well, geez, when you put it right in front of our faces, we're not gonna talk at all.
If that's the case.
Shut right up.
Hello.
That's a cute little gadget.
I made that. That's a microphone stand. It's a speaker.
Oh? That's real cute.
Where did you get the microphone?
Yeah, Richard had a tape recorder that he threw out, and that's a very good microphone.
You mean you made this bass?
Yeah, don't touch it. You're making it real loud.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you made that, huh? Hmm. Pretty clever.
I've had that on all the times down there.
Oh, really? I thought you always use this thing.
No, not that.
This thing looks like an ice cream cone.
That isn't mine either. That's $100 microphone.
That?
Yeah. That's like you see on television when somebody's singing.
Yeah.
One of those.
You mean they pick it up and put it in front of their mouth? How close can you get before it distorts?
Well, I've got it up real loud, but they usually have it about like 4 to 6 inches
about like
from
that.
Their mouth. Yeah. With the level.
And if you got it closer, what would happen? Just the noise
would come on and it'd sound real low.
So you have to keep it about that far apart.
And then with it loud like this, it covers the whole room. This one is actually even more sensitive. If your hair on your face moved, it would hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It'll hear you sipping that coffee. Do you want to sip it?
I'll sip mine.
It's designed for grandma right now. Well, it's not that funny.
Oh, that's pretty funny, Dave. How about when you blink your eyes? Can it hear you when you blink your eyes?
I did an experiment with that one. It'll pick up my stomach growling and my heartbeat.
Oh my goodness.
It's better than anything I've ever had.
Boy, that is sensitive, isn't it?
It can hear the gastric juices moving around in your intestines.
Oh, no sense.
You hear your heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, now, it's got to be pointed to the person.
It's got to be touching your skin,
and
it just picks it right up.
Oh.
Everything that happens inside your stomach, you can hear.
These things are remarkable. Don't you have a computer yet?
No, but I might get one. The group wants to get one. We're all going to perform with computers.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has a computer now.
I don't have one.
I don't either.
You probably won't get one.
Well, I don't know what I'd do with one if I had one.
Young, rich men aren't going to let you.
Well, if I could figure out some way that it could help me, I'd get one, but I don't know what I could do that it would help me at all. I mean, would it help me paint a picture or something like that?
They're going to have me paint a picture with one on stage.
Are. They are.
I'm going to write sewerage water on it.
Oh, I see.
What kind of water?
That sounds lovely.
Sewerage water. That's the name of a song we do.
He always picks nice subjects.
I get a kick out. Gee, you're not with it if you don't have a computer in the home.
What do you mean by with it?
Well,
I don't know.
You don't know what with it is.
No, I don't.
You're not with it then.
What do I need to be with it?
Oh, well, all the young people use that phrase. Get with it.
With what?
I don't know.
Okay, what were you talking about?
Get with it.
What were we talking about?
Microphones.
Computers.
Computers.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get a ham radio.
I want one of those, too.
Why?
So I can jam. Grandma doesn't know what jamming is.
The people that live next door to us, the Reverend, you know, and the parents live below, you know, and they live on top. And old Grandpa, you've heard me talk about Grandpa. He's an amateur radio guy too, and he has a lot of equipment in a room, you know, down there.
Seems vaguely familiar.
David can pick him up on his radio, you know, we can hear what they're talking about. But he usually talks to some older man, you know, just talk radio stuff. But, you know, this new thing now, it's a telephone that you don't have a cord. You don't need to, and you can walk around, you know, and talk.
Yeah.
Well, the young couple across the street have one. And apparently, you can pick, David's been able to pick up their conversations on this telephone. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. But he can hear what, and it's usually personal conversations.
Yeah, they were talking about their bank account.
Yeah, and they're talking, you know, and I don't think a lot of people know that, you know, when they buy these telephones, that when they're walking around, you know, out in the yard and everything.
Young 13-year-old girls talking about dope deals from their high school.
Oh.
But, I mean, they're not, you don't know who's listening in on you, you know, with those kind of telephones. It's,
well, I heard where this young man, he got into trouble with his computer. He was picking up some kind of information in Washington.
Yeah, that was in the paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what I do, you can't get in trouble because all these radios are legal. I can listen to all those people.
What I was going to say, a lot of people that aren't too knowledgeable about these telephones, they don't realize that people like David, you know, with his equipment can pick up their conversations. So, I think you're safer with just a regular telephone.
Well, I think so too. I don't think I'll get one.
Well, when we had a party line, I heard that real easy.
Well,
so what?
When we had a party line, I heard the party line all
the time. That's different. Are you still on a party line here or not? They are kind of phasing those out now. We aren't on a party line anymore.
I don't think I am either. I've never had any trouble anyway.
Yeah, you were though, weren't you, at one time?
At one time I was.
Well, I think the telephone company has finally gotten away from party lines. They want everybody to have their own telephone, you know. And so last year they came to our house and we had something rewired and that the party line was taken off. I mean, we didn't even request it. The telephone company, that's just what they're doing now. They don't want people on party lines anymore.
I don't think I'm on a party line because I've never had any trouble with it. I can always...
Yeah.
Well, I don't use the phone very much.
We don't either.
And,
too much.
And I've never had any trouble with phoning. If I want to use the phone, it's always ready. And they're going to raise the
prices. Yes, they are. At the beginning of the year, they're raising the rates. I don't know how much. They say, you know, several dollars more, I guess, you know. But you can get on these lines where, you know, they're going to offer you different services.
Oh, yeah.
And if you, don't really use your telephone a heck of a lot, you can get a special service where, you know, it'll be a basic...
That's what I have now.
Yeah.
I can have
30. Is it like 30?
30 calls.
Yeah. I think that's what we have too.
Then it's, I think, 10 cents more for a call.
Yeah, for everyone over 30, then you have to pay an extra. But we have, I think we've got the basic amount too, because we don't use a telephone.
Except when I do it.
Well, yeah, but then you pay for all your over calls, so it's okay.
But it's only one number over and over.
Oh, yeah. I bet the people that do our bills wonder what in the heck kind of calls you're doing from that.
Do you know what I'm doing from it?
Well, are you calling KPFA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Weird. Jeez.
I guess the people that use the phone a lot, they're going to feel it more than just the ordinary.
Yeah, probably.
No, it's just the opposite. Business people feel it less than the ordinary person.
Oh, really?
The people that already pay a lot may even be paying less. Mm-hmm. But the common person, the bills will go way up. And once again, young blonde-haired men will win. Mm-hmm. The grandma doesn't understand. I'm talking sleazy business. Oh. That's what I mean by that. And it's really bad. And they'd shoot me if they heard me saying it.
I saw an article in the Press Democrat about Martinez's jail.
Yeah.
How nice they treat
them. Oh, yeah. It's like a hotel.
How nice they treat their...
They're thinking of getting a new jail, another one around there, too. Yeah. Yeah. One isn't enough. It's overcrowded.
Oh, yeah.
That's because everybody wants to get in there. It's warm, and you got television,
well,
and, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, now it's overcrowded, and they're, again, now this new jail's only been open about 2 years,
that's
you know.
That's right.
And they thought, you know, that that'd be big enough. Gee, there's an awful lot of people in jail now, you know? I got...
God bless
you. Did you hear that, David? That was a good one. So, yeah, they can't accommodate all of them anymore, and so now they're thinking of building another one right in Martinez somewhere. Yeah. We're going to be known as the Jail City pretty soon. Jeez. I don't know how the jail is up here.
Well, they don't. I don't think it's quite that popular. It's way out on.
Oh, it's north of town, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, at that. What do they call it?
You mean where the Kmart is out that way? Somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know. It's a civic kind of
a
center
civic,
place.
Yeah.
Civic. Yeah.
With all the. Oh, like
city offices
yeah,
and things.
City
yeah.
offices out there, and the jail houses out yeah. there among them.
I did that about 8 years ago.
And she tells me that again, I'm going to say, well, how in the world do you manage it anyway? I'll have to say anything.
Well, unless her husband had some kind of a policy, but wasn't he in the army or something?
Thank you.